To understand Kumi, you must first understand its roots. Throat singing is a Tuvan tradition that dates back hundreds of years. It was developed alongside the animistic religion that the people of the Tuvan region have been practicing for just as long. Originally, it was a practice that was dominated by the men of the group, but slowly women have joined the tradition. The birthplace of this practice is the Altai Mountains of Western Mongolia. According to Tuvan legends, the first throat singers sought to duplicate natural sounds such as the sounds of gurgling water and swishing winds. It is also deeply seated in their religious practices, and the art form itself is representative of many of their beliefs. It has five distinct styles that all serve different purposes. Today, throat singing is becoming increasingly popular, and is even becoming popular in Western culture. Animism is the belief that natural objects and phenomena have souls, or are inhabited by spirits. This idea is the very foundation of throat singing, also commonly referred to as overtone singing. In the Tuvan belief system, the spirituality of the rivers, mountains, and other naturally occurring objects is manifested not only through their physical shape or location, but also the sounds that they produce. Animals are also said to have spirits in the Tuvan culture, making animals, especially horses, central to animism. Throat singing, in a traditional setting, serves a religious purpose. In order to perform the ceremony, an appropriate spirit is chosen to honor. For example, a stream spirit may be chosen. In order for the performer to appropriately perform, the right setting must be chosen. Often, an artist will search for a stream with the correct speed of flow or the correct arrangement of rocks, often rearranging the stream, so that the right sound is produced. As Craig Levin describes his experience working with Toyla Kular, a Kumi performer, in his book, Where Rivers and Mountains Sing, quote, "The sheer volume of water created so much sound that the subtle rhythms and timbral colors issuing from the spots of turbulence were smothered by the overall white noise of the stream. Sometimes, as this quote demonstrates, the spirit itself becomes an instrument alongside the singer. The two working together in harmony produce the art form that is throat singing." This quote also shows that some locations do not adequately appeal to the spirits. This also lends some insight into the distinct differences between the hearing techniques employed in Tuvan culture versus Western culture. The Tuvan listen to their surroundings in an effort to produce music. Their music is a reproduction of their environment. This is similar to the Kaluli culture in how their music is shaped by their environment, but the Tuvan people go deeper than that. To provide some background, the ijil is a two-string instrument that often accompanies throat singing. It is tuned so that the strings are in the correct pitch relative to each other rather than some set note. To the Tuvans, pitch is subordinate to timbre. Timbre is the specific quality of a tone determined by the presence, distribution, and relative amplitude of the overtones. A Tuvan way of listening is called timbral listening. This form of listening gives the performer a unique perspective that many people in the Western world cannot appreciate. It seems that a Westerner would need to fully immerse themselves in this culture to experience and understand Tuvan music the way that the natives do. Levin describes his experience watching a throat singer listen to another singer's performance, quote, "He heard things and focused his attention on sounds that I didn't always hear." As described by Marjamal Ondar, quote, "If you listen to instruments like an ijil, they can completely fill a sonic space, but they don't do so through the use of melody, counterpoint, and harmony. Instead, each moment of sound is opened up and exposed to reveal a whole sonic universe within itself." An imperative piece of throat singing is the drone. The drone is produced by the singer himself while simultaneously singing other tones over the drone. You will now hear an example of a drone.
Thank you.
It is not only an essential element to Tuvan singing, but also to their listening. To the Tuvan ear, the drone and overtones form an inseparable whole, and the timbre of the drone is crucial to producing a harmonically rich sound that extends over a wide frequency range. Kumi isn't a technical skill that someone learns like any other form of music. Instead, it is picked up and learned like a language, although it is not a skill that everyone can master. As explained by a master of overtone singing, quote, "You have to listen to the rippling of a brook, the sound of a river at night, the echo in a mountain ravine. You have to hear those things. And nature spirits are called through text, not just imitations of their sounds, so you have to know our language." He goes on to further explain that foreigners who try to replicate the art form are simply just, quote, "making noise." So not only is a grasp on the idea of animism essential to this art form, but also a grasp of the language. Language is also essential to appealing to the spirits.
Өгүзлер базам ат күзеде барды иш базам канды да шыра олда базам жылдан жыл жаныя олдын ат салып жетип турар дергеле ал күрөштүн база күрөшкө пейлкели ама киши бир өз жылдан адамга аты күзеде жок андан адам күрөштү күрөштүн ам шанары эки дорожду кишиле дерге пот тутарынга жамды устан жетип турар жуп берип турар жүгө аны этирип турар.
Now, I've touched on this idea a little bit, but the duplication of natural sounds that make up the foundation of throat singing is called mimesis. Mimesis is defined as the representation or imitation of the real world in art. The Tuvans employ this idea as a fundamental aspect of throat singing. If the singer accomplishes the very basis of throat singing, he has captured the sounds of nature within himself. Throat singing is often accompanied by musical instruments that mimic the sounds of nature, but for the Tuvan people, mimicking nature via throat singing is considered the paramount achievement. To them, this is where expressive language begins and where verbal language ends. The styles of singing differ depending on where the song is sung. According to Alden Uhl, a throat singer, quote, "The sound of a mountain's river, its voice, it's lively and full, and the structure of the melody should also be like this large sound. The soundscape of Mongolia literally shapes their music. The singer consciously changes the way that he or she sings in an effort to achieve that perfect mimesis. This shows such a deeply rooted difference between the way that we listen to not only music, but the world around us. It is clear to see that the music of the Tuvan people is shaped by the environment around them, while Western music is more artificial than genuine.
In Tuvan healing, the shaman or doctor alters the state of the sick person in an attempt to heal them. This is considered shamanism, the main medical aspect of Tuvan culture. Throat singing is an important factor in the healing process. In these states, shamans obtain medical knowledge about the patient. Dr. Vladislav Manchuninsky stated that shamans used to say that they retrieve the lost soul of the patient. In modern terms, we can understand it as releasing the energy blocked by suffering from life for people who experience chronic mental, physical, or emotional pain, depression, or addictions. Traditionally, shamanism was the only religion practiced in Tuva until Buddhism arrived in the 17th century. The rising of this new religion only enhanced shamanism. Tuvan shamanic traditions remain strong today, especially amongst the elderly. Shamans typically use kumai at the beginning of their ceremonies. A ritual of praying to the mountains would usually involve planting of a birch tree on the mountain, the slaughtering of 7 white lambs, and a shaman in full costume ready to perform kumai. Shamanic practices are known to break down the social roles of men and women in several ways. Female shamans take part in rituals the same way any male would. In addition to playing the shaman drum and wearing the same costume as men, women would also sing kumai. Ai Chirek tells her students that the best way to learn kumai is to go to a place where the river takes its source and listen to the healing sounds there. You will now hear an example of a shaman healing song. The deep calming effect the throat singing has on patients may be beneficial to their health problems. This may work in more subtle ways, like the physical effect of sound vibration on the body. Shelley Trower talks about the effects that vibration has on people in her book, Senses of Vibration. This vibration felt by the listeners and performers of tuven throat singing is believed to enhance the mood of the participant. Shaman drumming is another method used for healing during throat singing sessions. Shaman drumming is between 20,000 and 30,000 years old, and it is strongly believed to help the healing process. As Shaman Michael Drake explains it, drumming opens the shaman's inner spiritual ears and eyes and also calls the helping spirits. Shamanic drumming uses a single repetitive rhythm played at a tempo of 3 to 4 beats per second. Although it may sound simple and repetitive, the distinct connection between the drum and the shaman gives this drumming great power, depth, and richness. This is what a shaman drum sounds like. In the research note, Transpersonal Effects of Exposure to Shamanic Use of Kumai, Dr. Matroninsky collects evaluations and data about the effects of tuven throat singing has on people, the energy and mind before and after the seminar, feelings and sensation affiliated with throat singing, transpersonal experience at the time of throat singing, experience of inner vibrations of participants from listening to shamanic singing, and general state and feeling after seminar. The study said the majority of participants claimed to be mentally calm, physically relaxed, and had a sense of increasing energy, as well as felt very pleasant, happy, and experienced joy. 82% were able to experience vibrations that may have been the cause to these pleasurable feelings. The tuven way of making music is based upon appreciation of complex sounds with multiple layers or textures. The tuven gaining such enjoyable feelings and even curing some medical health issues through the use of throat singing leads us to believe that the tuvens acquire information and feelings from music differently than the rest of the world.